The opinions expressed on the Munchies podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening. Viewer discretion is advised for sensitive topics in this episode.
Somebody lay down a beat for me.
Cha-cha-cha.
Hey, what is up, you guys?
Hi.
Welcome to
Munchies.
Happy Hocktober.
30 seconds. Happy Hocktober.
Happy Hocktober. So, welcome to Munchies. The three weirdest people you know decided to get a mic and start yapping. So here we go, guys.
So let's
get into it. I don't think we need any introduction. You guys know what the vibe is. So to start things off, guys, I think the first topic we should discuss is Vox Pop son or Hawk to a daughter, and why is the answer?
What do you mean by that?
Vox Pop son or Hawk to daughter?
Or Hawk to a daughter. So you're either going to get a son that is going to go out in the streets of Toronto, King Street, and walk around asking drunk people questions.
I don't know what a Vox Pop is.
Who wants to explain what a Vox Pop is?
I'll explain. A Vox Pop is when... you know those guys...
Excuse me, can I have your opinion on...
Excuse me, actually, what do you think about gay marriage?
Gay son or daughter in the library.
That's what a Vox Pop is. And what is Hawk Tua?
Wait, what was a Vox Pop? Did you even explain that
properly? Yes.
Okay, what is a Hawk Tua daughter?
What's a who?
Hawk Tua. Hawk Tua was actually a Vox Pop. Fun fact. Exactly. It's from a Vox Pop.
We can show the audience. Like, if you guys are...
You want to insert the
clip? We can show them.
Well, no, I just thought we could spit on that thing. right here, right now?
We could. Do you want to?
I mean...
I think you should show them, because it was your idea. Are you ready?
Oh, my God. So sorry to our audio listeners, because we just
that
got...
Was- gross.
Well, I was I was building up for the hawk. I was hawking. Don't look at my arm. Feeling violated.
It is so hot.
We already need an apology video, like, first 5 minutes. That was like my first topic, y'all. Sorry. Any other hot takes?
No, I pick hawk to a daughter.
Pick hawk to a daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want, like, if I'm having a son, I don't want him sticking, like, his member in people's faces out on the street.
That was literally what I said.
Is this thing on?
Because are you hearing me wrong?
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, Vox Pop son, no thank you.
Have you guys ever been in a Vox Pop? Because I feel like...
Been asked? Or
yeah.
Or
no.
Been Oh, yeah.
You have?
You have.
It's the most awkward... I was approached one day to do an ad. I was with somebody an advertisement, and they came up to us and they were like, "Oh, can you like here's a script. You're basically I don't even
like give you a script.
It was some dumb thing." And we were like, "Okay, sure." Put like the least amount of enthusiasm into that thing. They didn't even say thank you. They're just like, "Okay," and then took the mics back.
When
and,
was
like,
this?
Left, oh like last God. Year. It was literally outside the
they
SLC.
They didn't even pay you, bro.
No,
they were actually
free labor.
Like.
Where's that's my smart. Compensation? We should do that. We should go out to people and be like, what do you think about Munchies? And then give them a script of what to say.
Yeah. I actually believe we should do that.
Yeah. So if you guys see a Vox Pop from us, it's not scripted.
It's not scripted. These people were not...
It's coming from the heart.
It is ethical, EDIA implications. These people were consented to be on the advertisements. Mm-hmm. We learned that in what class, y'all?
So let's not get into
yeah, we don't know.
Academia.
What's up?
You were in a Vox Pop, right?
Was I in a
for
Vox Pop?
When you went to that concert and you did a fit check for them with the Billy concert?
It wasn't really a Vox Pop. They were just like, hey, we're part of the marketing team, can we just get a fit check of you guys?
Did they ever post it?
They actually did. Got like a couple views.
A couple.
Did anybody like your outfit?
Huh?
Did anybody like your outfit?
There was like no comments.
Oh, interesting.
Well, then first of all, we were like struggling that whole time because we were like trying to get Billie Eilish tickets the day of, and lined up at 12 p.m. just to be told, oh, yeah, cheapest tickets $500. $500 bumbleclad dollars.
$500 bumbleclad dollars.
Like, is that allowed? It's this allowed?
It's not.
$500.
Did you tell Billy about that?
No.
Someone should have.
No. Somebody should have told Billy.
Somebody should have told her and been like, "Girl, come get this."
I was gonna show up to the Billy concert after it ended with my whole body shaved, so that when she saw me outside, she would be like, "Oh, yeah, she's so cute and mysterious." Mm. And then she would be like, "I want to guess what underwear you're wearing."
Guess.
And then. Yeah, that's.
And then you woke up. And then you woke up. You woke up and it was actually like.
And then you realize you got no.
Oh.
Like.
Oh. I wasn't aware that was.
But it's fine. Like, we can. Like, it'll come one day.
Yo mama will. One day.
Oh. Got him.
Yo mama will. Today.
I wish I was in a Vox Pop. I want someone to come up to me.
You want
to
be asked?
Yes, I want someone to come up to me.
When we were at King Street, a dude asked us immediately. Well, he was talking to me. He was like, "Yo, what's good?" And I was like, "Hello." And then he was like, "Oh, what are you doing out here?" And I'm like, "I'm out here with the girls. What are you doing out here?" And he was like, "Oh, me and my friends are doing interviews. Would you like to be in one?"
When was this?
When we were at King Street at Donay's birthday party. Hi, Donay. Shout out, Donay.
Donay, hi.
Hi, Queen.
Do you remember us? She wasn't there. She wasn't there.
Morgan was our
was.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, I was.
She was. And she was.
And she was.
And will.
Donay, and she was.
We did go to Donay's birthday party. What?
Yeah.
What even was it? It was at
Door
club.
3 as some tiny club in downtown Toronto.
That was like our first time on King
on
Street.
On King Street. And where all the straight clubs
Zooey
are.
Zooey Mama, was it a traumatizing Zooey experience?
Zooey like, Mama.
Genuinely.
Yes.
I don't think I ever want to be on King Street.
Yeah.
Ever again.
That was crazy. Yeah.
Donay looked good. She served beautiful.
I think her poor white boyfriend was there also. There were rumors that he was there.
I on her TikTok he was there, but yeah, she just censored him.
Yeah, but we didn't see him.
Onika Burgers.
Onika Burgers.
She ate Onika
she
Burgers.
She ate Onika Burgers.
Yeah, Morgan doesn't know what that means.
I was going to say, I don't know what the fuck that means. I was going to do a segment where we like quiz you on like brain rot terms. Ooh.
Don't even.
So the first one, Onika Burgers.
Onika
what
Burger.
What do you think Onika Burgers mean? And for the class as well, for you listeners, you can join in.
What do you think Onika Burgers means?
What are your thoughts?
What does Onika Burgers means to you?
What does it mean to you?
What does it mean to you?
So, if I had to guess, Onika Burgers has got to be something like about like. Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Guys,
no,
I have no
idea. Right,
yeah, okay, yeah. So that's what I thought. Like, okay, yeah. So I'm right then.
Yes, yeah. Like, yeah, keep going.
Oh,
though.
Keep going.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, so like. Yeah.
How would you
like,
use it in a sentence?
Yeah.
How would I, like, Onika Burgers? Are you serious right now? Tell me you're not Onika Burgers serious.
So you think it's exclamation.
Yes, like it's
I
like.
Am Onika Burgers.
Onika Burgers, girl, like.
No.
Get out of here with no. That fit, Onika Burger.
No. That fit is so Onika Burger.
That fit is Onika Burger.
You are serving Onika Burger right now.
Onika Tanya Burger.
Onika Tanya Burger.
Yeah. So do I get to know what it means, or do I just have to?
I feel like we've genuinely explained it so many times,
yeah.
But like,
I just have to listen. Actually, when you do,
it literally means yeah. She equals Onika, ate equals burgers.
Yes.
So she ate Onika Burgers.
So I'm right then.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So who the f*** came up with that? Because that makes no sense.
Go fight Twitter. Go fight
it was Stan Twitter, probably.
Go fight Stan Twitter.
Everything. That
Onika
place.
Burger.
I can't.
Onika Burger.
Onika Burger.
Onika Burger. So she ate Onika Burger.
Yeah.
She ate
Your fit
Onika
is so
Burger.
Onika Burger right now.
Your fit is so she ate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your fit is so yeah. She ate.
This is like decoding like the French language, like
the French language.
I don't think what do you mean? It's like
like French decoding French.
The French the language. French.
Oh, okay.
Because there's multiple.
Oh, is there?
No, let's not get into that right now. Actually,
do you know who?
I'm scared.
Is it time? Is it time?
I think it's time.
Is it time to debut our first song? Guys. Do you want to introduce?
We'll have a reoccurring segment here in Munchies podcast called Can You Even Rap? So You Think You Can Rap.
So You Think You Can Rap.
Today's theme of our freestyle is...
Can we call it Onika Munchies?
Burger? Oh, Onika Burger. We can call it Onika Burgers, but the theme of every... The theme of like what you can rap about is about...
What I got here.
The episode. Munchies episode one. Yeah. That is the theme. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are y'all ready to hear this?
Okay.
Let's put the mic
on. Someone's gonna have to put their mic on my...
Play that beat. I'll do it. It'll be
Are we ready? I'll do it for the first beat, but then for mine, you're gonna have to do it.
Okay. No, you guys aren't ready for this because it's actually fire.
We are actually looking
And this beat actually might not be long enough.
We've been preparing also. I just want to put that out there. Like, we have put the time and effort and...
The pen was on fire.
Yeah,
writing.
I think this beat is gonna be too short, and it might cut my mine off. So
we can loop it.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Y'all ready?
Okay, let's go. Ready.
So y'all think you can rap, Munchies? Okay.
Yes.
Hey.
Okay.
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 Munchies.
Okay.
Okay.
First step, I'm the pilot. Yay. Yeah, we getting Munchies a diet. They can't look, but they can bite it. Yeah, we touching down, we flying. Spirit, live. Yo, Alexa, do we even have the hard drive? EDC called, said you gotta pay the fine. Like KFC, damn, y'all bitches super fried. We the big three. You see the headline? Serving face, where's my waist? Bella's on the case.
Yeah.
You not my type face. Hit the backspace. Please give me my space, cause y'all really make my tummy ache. Excuse me, can I get the tea on the side? With a loud run out, all we do is
whine.
Yeah.
Okay, MJ to TV and Jolindica here. Can't decide between a blonde or a bear. Couple puffs, then we're getting out of here. Cause when we get really high, we get a little scared. Eye drops in my pocket. Pop it, lock it, drop it. Pack another bowl and then I'm getting on a rocket to the moon. I'm seeing stars. My vision's kind of blurry, so I might end up on Mars. I'm worried for my brain, but I just keep spitting bars. I guess this whole rap thing, it really ain't that hard.
Okay, okay.
I'm in the skyer, rub my eyes, they're on fire. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty wired, but I drive to inspire. One too many hits and now I'm preaching to the choir, talking existentialism. Religion is my prison. Now I'm seeing God and I fear that she hath risen.
Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna need to wait a bit for this to... Okay, okay, okay. I'm huffing on the pen. Ooh, my throat is getting tense. Ooh, got the munchies, yeah, we fed. Couple bars away from setting fire to this den. And my heart is palpitating. And that is not me overstating. Got these thinking we ain't a threat. Now we ain't playing gasoline up in this pen. The competition hyperventilating. We never sleep, no, our work's never done. Get out of bed, girl, you look like a bum. And when you see me, believe me, can say it's easy to be me. But when we're eating, plate and no crumbs. Big bad wolf, watch me huffing and puffing. All this vapor, yeah, this flavor, I love it. We that mean green munchy machine, can't call it broke. Thank God I got this pen, cause you don't want this smoke.
Oh,
Thank you to Rich Mello, the producer, for this beat. Thank
Rich
you.
Mello. Thank you, Rich Mello.
Thank you, Rich Mello. Rich Mello. Thank you, Rich.
Thank you, Richie.
So what did you guys think about
we low key cooked on
yeah, that. We kinda cooked with that. I mean, like, looking back at it, like, y'all really ate with your lines and I can't even be mad because, like,
wow. Are you on your like love arc
I've
right
turned,
now?
I've turned my leaf.
One song turned a leaf.
My leaf has been turned, and now I love you guys again. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for hating before. It'll probably come back again
in like 2 seconds.
But yeah, no. For now, like I'm proud of y'all.
That was
this
really
is what
good.
Making music is all about, guys. It's about making it like community. Showing love, community, bringing the community together. Yeah. Like we.
Yeah, and we're gonna do that every episode. So please. Be excited because it's just gonna get better from
we
here.
We set the bar so high for ourselves. I know. Can we even
it can only go down from here, and I honestly, it will.
We have to do Halloween bars next week.
Oh,
should
yeah.
Should we do Halloween bars next week?
Yes.
It would be fun if we did like a little workshop segment where we were like, oh, Halloween bars next week? Okay, first line that comes to your head.
Been ghosting this dude, he got a grudge.
Okay. Digging up these graves, got these ladies.
Give me some fudge.
Give me some fudge. Happy Halloween. That was really
trick
good.
Trick or treat.
Munchies like on me. Trick or treat. Munchies on me. Come up to the door and stick your hand in this bowl. Whoa. Wow.
You're on your own.
Damn, girl.
This week has her own rhythm. She marches to the beat of her own drum. Yeah,
had to choke that one.
Wait, I think I got one. Like National Boyfriend Day. Damn, can y'all boyfriends sit on my porch for Halloween?
That day was traumatic.
Actually, let's talk about that because National Boyfriend Day.
Well, I didn't see you guys post about like your boyfriends, and I found that kind of weird because I was like, well, you claim to get so many, but then I didn't see any.
Well, because none of my are men.
Oh,
because I move in silence personally, and you will never catch me. Oh, what? Glock my tea, cause
Glockness every tea. Yeah.
Well,
Glockness
like
first reviews. That was actually horrendous. Like I do not, it did not do anything. Did not taste like anything.
Yeah, that well. My tummy hurts.
You can wipe your kitchen.
I'll wipe. I usually wipe twice, so like I'll.
You know, it. Sometimes it takes 7 wipes to know that it only needed 6. Did you know that? Did you know that,
girl? What's your fiber intake like?
My fiber intake?
Mm-hmm. Like, are you? Would you say like you're backed up? Are you smooth flowing? Like, are you like? Are the pipes rusty?
She got mood swings.
Sorry?
She got mood swings.
My bowels got mood swings,
like depending on the day she's gonna do whatever the hell she wants, and it's gonna be my problem.
Maybe this is TMI, but I have a poop counter with my friends.
Can we do a poop counter?
Can we? I have one with Connie and Nicole.
That would actually, like, I would really love to do that, but like that would actually require me to poop, and like as a girl, I don't poop. But it's a really cool idea. Like I hope that you guys.
Yeah.
You guys should do that.
To be honest, when I poop, it's mostly like glitter and flower petals and stuff. So it's like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that why there's a glitter shortage? Because you know all the time?
What? Actually, I know. Because I don't poop that much. Not a whole lot of flower petals.
Only bad bitches have tummy issues. The baddest girl you know is suffering right now on the toilet. I hope you guys know. So please reach out to the baddies
which is
the baddies close to you.
On the toilet.
Please reach out to the baddies closest to you because they are struggling right now. Like
this has been a journey.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you guys are here with us. Let's bow our
heads. I'm glad I'm here with y'all.
And let's bow our heads and pray. Let's. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Anyways, the Book of Mormon. It's literally about like an alien coming to like America, and then it's like Jesus or something like that. That's probably like misinformation, but I know it's about Jesus coming to America. Whoa. Coming to America.
America's got a problem.
Oh, yeah.
She got away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One straight between two guys. Actually, what the fuck are y'all singing right now?
It's Chapel Rome, bro.
Do you know who Chapel Rome? Do you know who that is?
Chaperone.
Do you have a chaperone for the dance?
Which dance?
For the dance.
The dance that I'm gonna.
I got your mama coming with me to the dance.
The dance that your mama is my date
your
to.
Mama, your mama.
Your mama.
Your mama the date to my dance.
Your mama these nuts. Hot Gotti.
Guys, my shoulders are like dying right now. I don't know about you, but my shoulders.
I don't even know how much we've recorded because I feel like so much of what we've recorded today is unusable.
No. Guys. You just have to think, like, of all of the amazing things that have happened today, what was at the center of that? Friendship. Friendship.
Yes.
The answer is friendship and love.
I didn't feel any love from you today.
Well,
I felt no love.
No, we have to learn forgiveness. We have to learn
of the
room. Yeah, let's talk about forgiveness.
Giving people second chances.
Because I can make a mistake.
What mistake?
Well,
that steak. Was fully on purpose.
Thank you for tapping into the first episode of Munchies.
Munchies.
Please come again. I promise it's not this bad all the time. Maybe I can't promise anything.
Yeah.
But it'll next week we're going to have a
wires, too.
Honking wires. I think it kind of adds, like...
Yeah, this is really scuffed, and,
This is character.
There's character, and you know what? We're gonna go from rags to riches, and one day we're gonna have our own studio. Mm-hmm.
And this won't be the setup.
Yeah.
You won't see my bed frame anymore.
No more wires. Cha 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 c